This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBARradio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Yes, here we are. We've been away.
Yes.
We've been away for, at least 2 weeks. It's been pre-recorded, but we're live.
Woohoo!
We are live.
And say something to prove it.
The excitement, what, that it's live?
Yeah, say something that happened today.
What, like that only I can know? I ate a Mars bar.
Okay, then that proves it.
That proves it. We can't be recorded. So, you've been away as well.
I've been away for a long time.
This is Amanda, the producer, not Talia, the producer.
No, sorry, guys. I'm back.
Yeah, no. Well, I think they're excited. You know, well, the general public.
They should be.
You know, on this, whatever day of September it genuinely is, the 4th. It's the 4th of September. We're autumn now. What's that all about?
Well, I left the summer. When I got on that train on the 28th of July, I didn't realise I'd be going, bye, summer, bye, because I packed all the wrong clothes for Edinburgh. It's freezing up there. Thanks for the warning, Andy.
And then there was supposed to be Bertha coming in this week to give us a bit of extra summer, wasn't it? The hurricane was supposed to push it all up towards us. Nothing. Cloudy nonsense.
Thanks, Bertha.
Yeah, Bertha's nothing. Yeah.
Rubbish hurricane.
Yeah. So, do you have a good time?
I had a fantastic time, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's pretty crazy up there, isn't it? I mean, obviously, you're a veteran
of
the Fringe.
I've done it a few times. Yeah, more times than I can remember. But yeah, no, it wasn't sad that I was missing out this time. Apparently, it was ticket sales a bit of a struggle, so I heard.
Well, that's what apparently people were saying. Yeah, but it seemed pretty busy to me.
But for internet radio, it was rocking it. Lots of people trying to plug, going, yeah, come on, I want to come on your show because I need the ticket sales.
Yeah, yeah, actually, we had some really good guests.
Yeah.
Some really good guests for Mark Dolan's show that we did up there.
Yeah.
Met pretty much best friends with Glenn Matlock from Sex Pistols now.
Oh, okay.
After that, yeah.
How is Glenn
pretty
these days?
Pretty much. Looking very fresh-faced, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Very fresh-faced.
Were you out every night with him, though, trying to make him less fresh-faced? Oh, hello. Stories to be told. I can tell from the little glint in
your
eye.
You the next song.
Oh, here we go. Got to wait for a song to find out. So we were going to... It's all new, fresh stuff today, wasn't it?
Yep.
We were going to start afresh for the autumn with new plans.
New term.
That's right.
Got lots coming up on today.
We had lots of excitement as to what we were going to do. First of all, we're going to start with mishap of the week. Just to get people into the show, we thought we'd start with what had gone wrong. I could obviously start today with the fact that the running order I was hoping to get for you for the show, I was hoping to get it around 2 o'clock. At around, just as I was leaving my house, at around 4:45, it came through having been discovered in the spam box.
I'm frankly
You're shocked by my spam box.
Well,
are you?
I am shocked that I would appear in your spam box.
It doesn't let anybody through.
Me
my
of
spam
all people.
You know, it's let you through before, but this time it didn't like what you had. The running order today, it must be a shocker, wasn't it? Because, you know, my spam box goes, no. I can't allow Mr. Parsons to see that. So let's find out what is in the spam box.
Okay, so coming up on today's show, we have some brilliant political journalist guests. We've got... We've got Ian Dunt coming in.
Ian Dunt, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He's been in before, hasn't he?
He certainly has. He's going to be in to talk about the defection of Carswell. Obviously, it's been big news this week.
Douglas Carswell, he's gone over to Clacton.
He's gone over to Clacton to be mayhem.
He's going to be the UKIP. He's gone from Conservative in Clacton to the UKIP candidate. I've gigged Clacton.
You have you?
Yeah, no, first time ever. I did it on the tour last time. And, you know, I had mixed feelings going towards Clacton. Beautiful view, though, when you get there. Wind turbines. You sit on the beach. Wind turbines as far as the eye can see out there. So no wonder they don't like looking out to France or whatever. You know, they can just see those wind turbines.
So do you think UKIP will probably... They're anti-wind turbines, aren't they?
They are.
So,
they don't like anything that's passed about the 1950s. They're not really up for UKIP. So they must have a chance. Must have a chance in Clacton. Clacton, famous. Famous when you check out all the things that were happening in Clacton. Very high on the list when you find out, right, is the fact that in EastEnders, Pat Butcher
and I'm already interested.
Butcher
yep.
met at Clacton Butlins. And so one of Clacton's Butlins' claim to fame is that two fictional characters met there ages before the series was in fact started.
Wow. So, and is there actually a Butlins at Clacton then?
I guess there must be.
There must be, wasn't there?
But the whole idea that Clacton tries to sell itself as the place where Frank and Pat Butcher met, I've always found very funny.
Well,
he's discussing Douglas Carswell. Yeah. What else is he discussing?
Oh, well, obviously we should all be terrified at the moment because the threat level has increased
to severe, because that makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does. Do you feel severely threatened, Andy?
Well, or substantially threatened.
Yeah.
You know, the difference, as they, I felt, oh, yeah, no, that is. It's like when you've got a severe cold, isn't it? Yeah, I can't come in, I've got a severe cold. But
if you had a substantial cold, your boss would just get in the office.
Yeah, I'll be in tomorrow. I've only got substantial. It's gone down to substantial.
Well, he's going to be talking about that. Boris Island. Which I just think is something like I can see Blue Peter making Boris Island one day, the same as they did Tracy Island.
Yeah.
Well, all those years ago.
An island which just had Boris on it. We could do that, though, couldn't we?
And we could throw things at it.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Like David Blaine, middle of the Thames. It'd be brilliant. It'd be like a tourist attraction.
I thought you meant we could throw David Blaine at Boris.
Well, we wouldn't object to that
either. I would be fine with that.
Or a little bungee rope, keep throwing him. You wouldn't want to just throw him once, would you? You'd want to have several goes.
Like on a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Well,
that'd be great.
Ukraine, obviously. It's basically the end of the world as we know it.
That's
we're going to hell in a handcart.
So, to be honest, we didn't need the running order, did we?
No, because we
won't be here next week.
No, probably
there'll
not.
There'll be no repeats, there'll be nothing. So we've just got to enjoy it while we can.
Everybody, enjoy this while you can.
We need to get Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols in here now, find out exactly what happened in Edinburgh, try and recreate it in the studio.
Hey, what goes on in Edinburgh stays in Edinburgh.
That's what they say, but it's never true, is it? It always comes out.
Everybody always gossips.
It always comes out down here and then it all kicks off. You did what? Whatever stays on tour goes on tour. No, no, you can do it. Go ahead, enjoy yourself. Oh, no, ramifications coming back to haunt us.
I don't know what you mean. Right, no. So we also have Simon Thompson coming in now.
Simon Thompson, lovely.
Yeah, he is a prolific entertainment journalist. Now, people might, if you watch London Live, you'll be seeing him on there regularly.
I don't want to slag off London Live, but they haven't been doing so well recently, have they?
Well, I think, you know, it's always a struggle being a news station, regardless
they're
of whether
they're less entertainment now and more news, aren't they? They're going back towards their remit, aren't they? I was told that some of the entertainment stuff was actually not going to be so entertaining and be more newsy, is what I heard.
Okay, well,
maybe when you were in Edinburgh, the news didn't filter through on those sort of things.
I have no idea about London Live. When I was in Edinburgh.
Anyway, tell us about Simon Thompson.
He'll be in, which is very exciting.
Yes.
He's going to be coming in and he's going to be talking about obviously the celebrity photo hacking.
Oh, yes.
Big news this week, big news.
Can we get prosecuted just for having a little click and look?
Well, yes, I mean, and, you know, how ashamed of yourself should you be?
He'll find out exactly what we can and can't.
Yeah, well, get him to have a click and a look and see what happens.
Yeah, see if it goes into his spam box.
We've got the ice bucket. He's going to also talk about the ice bucket challenge as well.
And you haven't been tempted by a bit of ice bucket?
I tell you what, can I save this up? Because
have you got angst?
I'm going to save up this whole ice bucket. I've got one or two things to say. So look, I'll.
Is this your rant of the week, by any
chance? It might well be.
Yeah,
it might
we've got
well
rant
be
of the week.
Because I think there's plenty to rant about there. So he's going to talk about that, and also we've got Helena Watts on the phone.
Lovely,
fantastic Helena, who is she's the Daily Mirror showbiz journalist, and she's going to be telling us some big news about the relaunch of the 3am column that's happening
Excellent.
In the Daily Mirror.
And she's going to be one of the 3am girls.
She certainly is.
Is that right? Yeah. Yep. Are we allowed to blag that early doors?
Well, she told me in an email.
They're supposed to be anonymous, though, aren't they? Aren't they supposed to just turn up?
They had their photos at the top. They were just as much celebrities as the celebrities
themselves.
They
were anonymous, I'm sure, in the early days.
In the early days.
3am girls, you never knew if the 3am girls were there. They just told you after they'd sort of, been in and,
been in and had a look. A look round.
That's it.
Well, she's going to be talking about all the celebrity gossip, so we don't have to bother knowing.
And she's on Tinder. I noticed you
tell
me.
She is on Tinder, so she wants us to help her out here.
Yeah.
She wants you to help her with a date.
It could get fruity, certainly, if Glenn Matlock turns up. We never know quite what's going to happen, do we? Is he on Tinder, Glenn Matlock?
Is Glenn Matlock on Tinder?
We'll never know.
Would you swipe left or would you swipe right?
Hey, you know too much about it.
I do. I'm not even on Tinder, but I do know about the left and the right swipe.
You had to leave. That's what that's the rumour we're going to
spread. I'm banned from Tinder. And we've also got Phil Blacker to talk about my favourite subject. I don't know why you just don't get me to do it. We're going to talk about sport.
I think
obviously.
You're going to give us, I'm hoping that you're going to give us at 9 o'clock your rundown of what's been happening in sport, because I look forward to that.